So our title for today, when you think it's the end, it's only the beginning. When you think it's the end, it's only the beginning. Today is the conclusion of our series on the resurrection of Jesus. But I want to take you back to the start of our series. And we're at a table. It's the Passover table. It's the Last Supper. And at this table, Jesus is with his disciples. On that table are various types of food as part of the ritual to remind the people of Israel of what God has done for them and the experiences that they've had, particularly of the escape from Egypt. So there are bitter herbs on this table, reminding them of the years of slavery. On this table also is a dip. It's a sweet dip, and it has apples in it. It has nuts in it, some wine in it. And you take the bitter herbs and you dip it in the sweet dip, and then you eat of it. The sweetness reminding them that God had a better place for them. It was to come, and they had to journey into the new chapter in their futures. Some of them in that journey didn't want it. They decided it was too hard, too difficult, and they wanted to go back to the past, even though it was so difficult. But it's a reminder that they did journey as a people in the end, and God blessed them greatly. At this special occasion, the Last Supper, Jesus prays with them, prepares them for what's next. Because what's next is that Jesus dies on a cross. What's next is the suffering, the bitterness, the pain. But then 3 days later comes the sweetness, the wonder of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The disciples are full of distress and disappointment on that special day, Easter Day. But then Jesus appears amongst them and he says 4 very sweet words to them. I want to remind you of that, what those words were, with this little quiz. And I'd like you to do the, Megan, put the next slide up. And we're going to go through them quite quickly. So, you're going to have to work out what was said, those sweet words. And I'm going to give you the first one. That is a pirate. So the first letter to these 4 words is a P. Next one is, what's going on there? Exercise. So there's an E. So you're going to go on like that. There's no pauses between the words. So you have to be quite on it for this. So we've got a P and an E. Next one. Next one. Pause there. It's just going so fast I can't keep up myself. What's that? What was that one? So there's E. Sorry? Oh, you just hang on there. Hang on, Dougie. You're too clever. Next word. Let's. B. What's going on there? Excited, yeah. Now, that's not a rat. It's by water. It's a vole. A water vole. Next one. Who's this? Back row. What is this? Richard. Thank you. That's incredibly good. I don't know what letter we're on now. Okay, so this is a... T, must be tin, yeah. Next one. My favourite programme, Hey Dougie. And we have Dougie with us, so it's just amazing. That's a D for Dougie. Oh no, it was a H. H.
She knows behind me.
Does she? Okay, yeah. All right, good. Next one. Yogurt, yeah. or a strawberry, which I don't know. What, next one. Ostrich. Next one. You. Okay, so what is it? What's the answer? Let's have it from a youngster. Jack, come on in. Yes, it is. Good. Well done, Jack. Peace be with you. Those were those sweet words on a bitter day that made changed history. He said, peace be with you. And Jesus, through the Spirit, says to us today, peace be with you. Can we go back to our title, please, when you think it's the end? Thanks, Megan. We can be like the disciples at the start of Easter Day when we think it's over. The dream is gone. The chapter's finished and there's nothing else. Sometimes we're so frightened of a new future that we try and stay in the old chapter. Give you an example. I was hearing the other day from two different people, nothing to do with church. And they were grannies. But the grannies didn't like being called granny or grandma or anything like that. They just want to be called their first name, which obviously was Gladys. But they didn't want that sense of, oh, actually, time is moving on and I now need to move into the chapter of life where I can be a blessing to my grandchildren. They just wanted to stay. No, I'm still 25. Staying alive. No. Yeah, we had to move the chapter. I can remember when I was a youngster and lived in Minehead in Somerset, finished school, I'm 18 years old, what am I going to do? One keen thing I wanted to do was to get out of Minehead. Fantastic place, it's a beautiful place, but there is a bit more to life than just living in a little village or town in Exmoor. So I thought, I'm going to join the police. There were jobs going in the Metropolitan Police. So I got an interview in London with the Metropolitan Police. But they said, no. That was my escape route. It's gone. They said no, and they said, come back in 2 years' time when you're not so green. That chapter closed, so then thankfully, eventually, a new chapter opened, and that was to be a medic in the Air Force. So I went everywhere then. And actually, looking back, it was much better that I did that than be in the Metropolitan Police, especially when I really was so green. I hadn't even seen it. They didn't even have traffic lights in Minehead when in my day. So, yeah. And that's true. It made passing your driving test easier, though. Mind it, that's for sure. I wonder, in our lives, where are the chapters that are closing, but we're struggling with a new chapter? I wonder whether there's things that are ending, but we're struggling to move into the new. Has that ever happened in your life, and you've had a situation, you think, well, that's the end now. That's it. But then a new chapter opens up. Ever happened to you? Let's spend a couple of minutes just chatting about that, actually. Talk about a situation where you've thought that's the end. It could be anything. It could be a small thing, a big thing. Discuss it. 2 minutes. Go. Talk to your neighbour. Bible there, and I'm going to introduce it and we're going to go on. Stand up. Okay, 30 seconds. Okay, let's land that conversation. It sounds like a number of you have had that kind of experience. You think it's all over, but it's actually just beginning. I'd like to explore that some more with you, but time is moving on.